This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I am actually in a great mood, but trying to stay awake.
Uh-oh. Well, you
insomnia hit last night.
Yeah, it sure did, but that's okay. Mm. We'll get through it. We'll get through it. You keep crocheting, you might fall asleep. And if
Coast
you do,
to Coast AM with George Knoll.
Hi, George. And if you do, you know, I'll just take it from there.
Sounds good. So.
Been an interesting week. How about you, Chris? Been an interesting week for you?
Oh, it's always an interesting week.
Yeah. Are you self-isolation or any or social distancing or?
Well, even before this situation popped up, I was always self-isolation. I mean, come to work by myself. I'm here in the room by myself, and
the leech by himself.
So I don't see anybody anyhow.
Yeah, that's
I was going to say he's already.
Yeah, you're kind of the stealth guy in the background there, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, and it's nice that you come on the air with us. And
well, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't want anybody else.
Right. That's true. So our listeners are out there. You know, I don't know if anybody's listening or not. I really don't, but I would hope so. You know, there's nothing in season as far as you know game or anything like that. But you know, fishing's picking up. There's water temperature's good. I just gotta. Picture yesterday of a friend who was out on one of the local reservoirs and caught a 5.5 pound or 5 pound 12 ounce bass. So, you know, and I'm hearing from there's Captain Dawn. What does he have to say? Oh my gosh, look at that, Robin.
What?
Traffic lined up fishing for snakeheads from Captain Dawn.
They got arm's length between all of them. Six feet, isn't it?
I don't know. It doesn't look like there's social distancing on that picture, does it?
No, it doesn't, but they're having fun.
Yep. Thanks, Captain Dawn. Appreciate that one. That looks like a snakehead trip. Yep. At Blackwater. So, you know, I guess the snakeheads are biting. So another event was canceled for today. We were supposed to be broadcasting from beautiful Western Maryland. We had a room booked at the Wisp, and we were going to be broadcasting from there, but here we are in Easton, sitting in front of the fireplace, legs propped up on the recliners and talking to you all. So our phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 if you'd like to talk about your experiences. I was out yesterday, did a little shed hunting, walking around, and haven't found any sheds, but I found a tree stand on the property line that one of the neighbor's relatives put up. And I found a deer, it wasn't a carcass, it was just more of less a skeleton. We heard that somebody had shot a deer and lost it, and apparently they found it because the skeleton was 20 yards off of off the yard of the property owner that I hunt, and certainly off the property that they should have been hunting. So they were trespassing. And the reason I know they were trespassing, it's not because I found a skeleton, but because the antlers were sawn off the skeleton.
Yeah, they didn't mess around with it. They just came in, saw it, and took off.
They just came in, saw it, cut the antlers off, and took off. Yep, and didn't even do a good job of that. So that was just stupid. But, you know, there are trespassers everywhere, unfortunately. I wouldn't say that that deer was poached, but I would say that deer was poorly recovered because the distance from the tree stand to where the carcass was less than 100 yards. So I don't know if the story we got, the guy hit it, couldn't find it, didn't add up because it had crossed a property line or what the deal was. But that's the problem when you hunt on a property line and shoot deer on other people's property.
Yep.
You know? So that being
and they said, should know better, especially with that property.
Oh, well, that property, they should definitely know better, no question. But I did find some interesting stuff. I found an old beef roast bone, about I don't know 4 inches long, 2 inches, 3 inches in diameter. It was a big steak bone, is what it was.
That's not from the homeowner either.
No, that wasn't. No, I don't know where that came from, but the squirrels had chewed it. It was really cool looking, and then I found a piece of a beech tree that was bigger around than I could reach around that a beaver tried to take down. He didn't get very far.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't get very far.
You had
far.
A great walk.
Yeah, it was a fun walk. Yeah, it was a fun walk, no question. Yeah, I forgot to show you the picture of that. So found some buck grubs and scrapes and that kind of stuff. It was pretty cool. So look at the size of that tree. That poor beaver, he had a long way to go.
Long way to go.
He basically got a little nutrition out of the bark, and that was it.
So, he might have been able to get that done before self-isolation is over.
He might have been able to do that. I found some beautiful wildflowers, some little pink flowers, and some beautiful flowers in the woods that nobody else is going to see but me, you know. So I was very happy. What's that? What's a shoulder blade called? A clavicle?
Scapula.
Scapula. I found the scapula, you know, part of a bigger, I guess, skeleton that was there somewhere. So I found some old buck grubs and some, you know, old scrapes and things like that. So, you know, it was a very interesting walk, very good time. So, and then it started to rain, but I'm wheezing here a little bit. I'm sorry. I've been doing that for 30 years on the air, is wheezing, but I'll try to get some treatment for that here in a short while. So how was your week, Robin?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do all week?
I helped out some friends whose kids had been put out of school because of the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out here and hung out. They didn't need a lot of help. They just needed somebody to hang with them.
Yeah. You're so, talking 7 and 9 year old girls, though, you know.
Nine to 10 year olds.
9 to 10 year olds. Okay. Whatever.
So, yeah, they just kind of came and hung out.
Yeah.
But
you made them do their homework and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They probably were begging to go home.
Yeah, but you ate puzzles and crafts. They enjoyed that
stuff.
We did
crafts. They did puzzles. They did drawing.
Yeah. And then our grandson was here on top of that for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. So
they learned how to price things on the Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, good grief. good grief. So, you know, folks, if you're stuck at home, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's what we want to hear. What are you doing if you're an outdoorsman? Are you fishing? Are you... You know, self-isolating? Are you shed hunting? Are you scouting for turkey season? Are you sharpening your hooks for fishing season? Are you putting new line on your reel? What are you doing out there? You know, bit of good news, you know, the deadline for paying and filing your income tax got pushed back to July 15th.
Yep.
That was fun. So I called my accountant, said, look, we always spend about an hour together. Because we have a very complicated, well, I don't know, very complicated, but relatively complicated tax, you know, thing that we do with a couple businesses in there. So what do you want to do? He goes, well, when are you supposed to be here? I said, next Thursday. He said, yeah, that's not going to work. We're closed. Governor shut us down. I said, okay. He said, call me in a couple weeks and we'll make an appointment. I said, I'm good with that. So we get everything together. We pretty much got everything together. And
I think we should stick to our deadline on when we were going to get stuff completely finished.
Oh, I agree
finished,
with that.
So, that we have it ready.
Yep. So I used this time this week, not just to go out and mess around the woods, but I used this time to play on my computer. I really wasn't playing. I was working. I probably worked close to 40 hours this week. I was entering data for the upcoming record book from Bucks, Bears, Stags. Excuse me. And I had a good week. We entered all the data that we had, all the public records from 1989 till 1989 to 2017, And that didn't include any of the bucks, bears, and stag stuff. So we're getting all that together. Then yesterday, while I was on my walk, I was in contact with somebody in the state, and we actually uncovered some more public data that it was prior to 1989, so that was pretty cool. So we'll have to enter that into the database and get that set up for the upcoming record book. BucksBearsStags.com is the website where, you know, our public event up in Washington, or Garrett County, was canceled this weekend. The Maryland Bowhunter Society benefit was canceled last weekend. So we're just going forward with individual appointments for anybody that would like to have a white-tailed deer or a black bear or a sitka stag, all Maryland, of course, measured with one of our guys. So go on our website. Everybody's name and phone number is there. You can find that and get together with them. And we've measured two nice sitka deer this week, and a beautiful black bear. And
black bear was gorgeous.
Black bear was 529 pounds. And the skull measurement was measured by an authorized measure up in Frostburg. And the bear was so big it's going to make Boone and Crockett probably the all-time book. So those measurements have to be confirmed, you know, just checked over a little bit by a Boone and Crockett measure. If those measurements hold, that animal will be tied for the biggest bear ever killed in Maryland. So, I mean, skull-wise. Bear was purportedly 22 years old. Beautiful chest blaze. Pictures on the Bucks Bear Stags Facebook. Now I've yacked. Let's talk to Odell. Good morning, Odell. Sorry to keep you on the line.
Hi, Alan and Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was down Southwest Park. Go down there every morning from work and watching these mallards, and they're mating up, and this hawk sitting up in a tree. Well, he decided he wanted to get a duck. He tried three times before he got one. He got a bunch of feathers the first three times. The third try, he got him when he popped up out of the water. I guess he must have been pretty hungry.
Well, I've seen a bald eagle twice take a duck.
Right.
Once in Centerville.
A pretty good sized hawk, though.
Well, probably a big red tail, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I would imagine it was a red tail. They're one of the largest that could take a duck. But I've watched this bald eagle. There's a little pond there where you get off the exit in Centerville on the left-hand side going towards town. And I watched an eagle take one off the water.
Right.
And I saw another one. There was a released mallard farm down past Slaughter Creek towards Taylor's Island.
And, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, and there was a mallard sitting
down there.
Yeah, there was a mallard sitting there on the side of the road. This eagle came out of nowhere and just snatched him up. So it's pretty interesting to watch him. The weirdest one I saw was a red-tailed hawk with either a mink or a weasel, and he was in a face-off with a couple of buzzards.
And wow.
The mink was so big that the poor red-tail couldn't get any altitude, you know, and he was hopping along. He'd fly a little bit and he'd land in a low tree and the buzzards would hop over to him and, you know, he'd try to take off again. I guess you're going by in traffic. You never know what happens in the results, but that was over on Shawan Road years and years ago. So,
right.
Yeah. But I mean, when they're hungry, they're going to do what they got to do.
Oh yeah. It's pretty neat seeing them doing that.
Yep, no question.
And I got back a little early. I listened to your radio show while I'm driving down the road in the tractor.
Yeah. Well, but, I'm glad you were listening.
I enjoy listening to you.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
We
so
enjoy
much.
Talking to you.
Yep, y'all have a blessed day. And
you do the same, buddy.
You too.
Yeah, we've hauling food and stuff now on a trucking company and medicine supplies. So got to watch out. People may try to hijack trucks now.
Right.
I can see that coming. Yeah, it's real crazy.
It is. Well, keep a shiny side up, buddy.
Yes, sir. Take it one day at a time.
That's right. Thanks, Odell.
You have a blessing.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, Clyde Sports Shop, I called the hotline and it's back a couple of weeks, I would say. They just came through their sale. Their Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale, but you know, let's go fishing because fish are running. You know, there's yellow perch, there's white perch out there. I'm going to guess pretty soon some of the shad will be showing up on the Susquehanna, which would be fun. But Clyde Sport Shop is your headquarters for all fishing. They've got live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod and reel repairs. If you need any, look, I get them to clean my reels every now and then. I just take them in and say, Billy, you know, clean all the junk out, put new lube in, and the reel comes out, and it's almost like new. It's just, it's beautiful. If you got a missing guide, you got a broken tip, they can fix all that and get your reel back, rod back in service for you. And they got all the hooks and weights, and, you know, all the selection for anything and everything. You know, perch, trout, panfish, bass, it's all coming in, and you're all going to be, it's all going to improve, right, Robin? Right? And when we
yes.
come back, you got some suggestions for people who are stuck at home, don't you?
Yep.
Cool. I can't wait. So let's go fishing. Let's stop by Clyde Sports Shop. Let's see what they've got. And we'll give them a call here a little while and see what's going on at Clyde Sports Shop, probably at the 6 o'clock break. So they're at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9, 410. 242-6108. It's there you go. Clyde Sports Shop Fishing Hotline 410-247-3474. Just check that out and get you a couple suggestions on where you might be able to go and catch some fish today. We'll be right back after these couple of messages. Or not. Hello, Chris.
Answering phone calls.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
We'll keep talking.
We'll keep talking. That's fine. Just
okay.
Let me know.
All set. We're all set now.
You're all set?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Hold on.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war.
but I was proud to go into my patriotic shore. Yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. I still need some company.
Ah, I love that song.
So do I.
Loved it when he came out with it. Yeah. Kenny Rogers, rest in peace, buddy. Sorry to hear.
Spent a lot of good time.
Oh.
Listening to his music.
Yeah.
Driving the back roads.
Driving the back roads, listening to Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. All right. Let's talk to Mark, and then Stan's on the line. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How are you two?
You're shut down over there in Delaware?
No, not really, but the panda wiped everything off the shelf, so there's no reason to go out.
No, I meant business-wise.
Oh, gosh. Me personally, no.
No?
Everything comes in through the mail.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
So I'm blessed. I'm able to more or less keep going.
Yeah, that's kind of what our guys were saying up there at Hall Company. Basically said, look, you know, we're asking people to drop their taxes off and we'll take care of it and get it done for them if they want to do that.
Yeah.
But no face-to-face stuff. So.
Yeah. And there's mail, email.
Yeah, all that.
Telephone.
Yep.
I've been a shut-in this time of year for 40 years.
Well, yeah.
So there isn't any real change.
Nothing different.
Stuff, but I know the rest of the world is upside down.
No question. Not nothing on the shelves over there in the grocery stores? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there is. I mean, that was an extreme thing to say. But the standard stuff, hand sanitizer, toilet tissue. The way the toilet tissue has disappeared, you'd think that everybody thinks I'm coming over to fix dinner for them.
I love it. I love it.
That's pretty good, buddy. I will go ahead, Robin.
No, I was blown away. I found most everything I wanted except the standard stuff.
Yeah.
And I got, you know, what I needed yesterday for some friends and stuff. I couldn't find sour cream anywhere. I had to send you to find it. But, I mean, I went to three places and everybody was sold out of sour cream. They had all this other dairy stuff. So I guess everybody's making dip.
Yeah, must be.
Sounds like it.
Well, they figure, I'll tell you how bad things are. The Hallmark Channel has put on the Countdown to Christmas marathon.
Oh, no. I hope not.
Yes, it is.
The Animal Planet has Too Cute. And if you can't, it's hard to be upset when you're watching all the puppies and kittens rolling around.
Oh, my. My, oh, my.
It really is.
Hey, Mark.
All going to get through.
Oh.
We will get through this. This is a horrible thing. The best thing people can do is to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Self-isolate and don't clear out stuff that you don't need. There are people who probably can't get their cars in the garage because it's loaded with toilet paper now.
Yeah, they said the laxative sales are going to go up when this is all over because people have to get rid of the toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there comes a point where the world is not coming to an end.
It won't
be the same. Just like we never went exactly back to the way it was after 9/11.
No, we did not.
We will be changed. But with any luck,
the problem,
supply chains are going to come back to this country and away from China.
That's exactly what this is going to do. And, you know, what was it first that started moving? Of course, our president has always said that, but then, when the sanctions went into effect on China, some of the manufacturers started moving to other places in Southeast Asia. And now we really understand because, you know, the Chinese make the components for our medicine. They make 80% of our antibiotics. And, you know, it's like, wait a minute. Why is China doing this? You know, well, China's been buying up a lot of different things around the world. They've been buying all the rare earth. They've been buying a lot of minerals from a lot of other countries, basic ingredients, and we've been behind the eight ball because we've been playing politics in the last 30 years in this country rather than, you know, investing in our future. And they're basically building up their future and their stockpiles and everything else while we've been going, hey, you know, we can sell it to China. Why not make a profit, you know? And China's going, laughing up their little sleeves. And now, when we have this crisis that originated there, it causes some Americans to take a harder look at where things happen in this world. There's no question we're a global economy, but let's bring it back to the U.S., just like Mark said over there in Delaware.
You know,
yeah.
Two of our biggest problems, number one, we all lived through 9/11.
We did.
Okay, and we know that we can come back. The idiots that are out there doing stuff, especially like the spring breakers and all that stuff that went on, are people who didn't live through that. They don't realize that things really get affected that way. You know, they don't realize that it can actually that a whole world can be affected that way, and it'll never touch them. And the other problem is, we spent too much time being, well, I get this wrong, I'll say it the wrong way, bipartisan instead of coming together to work together.
No, partisan.
Partisan.
Absolutely.
Okay, I knew I'd say it the wrong way, but we spent too much time with all this back and forth bickering crap, excuse me, and instead of coming together and working on it. And that shouldn't be any of it. Right now, we all have to work together, and that includes just doing what we're supposed to do.
Yep.
If you want to come back and fight when this is over, that's fine. But let's get through this first, you know, and stop acting like a bunch of kids.
Yep.
Well, you're absolutely right.
No question.
And, I mean,
either survive together or not survive together.
Right.
And we're on the air. We know what it's like to report the truth and what we believe is the truth and try to, you know. But listen to some of those, I won't say reporters, journalists. What's the best way to put it? Those idiots.
They call themselves journalists, but the reality is they are commentators, and there's
exactly.
A big difference between the two.
Thank you very much. That's a perfect word. Listen to the questions that they ask. I want to throw something at the television set, let alone.
Not that television.
I know. But I
not
do.
That 75-inch television. You're out of your mind.
Well, I'm coming over to your house.
Throw it against the fire.
You've got sour cream.
That's hey.
I don't know how they've kept the composure as well as they have.
The president is putting them in their place, and he does it during a national conference.
That's true. Yep, that's true.
He's calling them out.
And then they say, why do you pick on the press? Because you're a bunch of jackasses. That's
exactly.
Why.
And it's like, you know, why do you call it this way? Well, because that's where it originated from.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call it what it is.
If right. One more past person asks him, well, when's it going to be over?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you get your tarot cards out and read them? Because that's about as good as I got right now, because we're working on this together to figure it all out.
I like the ones that say, why are you so mean to reporters? Oh, my. So let's talk about sour cream. You know what I like sour cream for? Mark, you said you're cooking dinner. I'm assuming you cook breakfast every now and then. But if you ever make scrambled eggs, put like a tablespoon or a teaspoon of sour cream in there.
Creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche is better, but if you don't have it, use sour cream. I'll tell you what. Robin likes my eggs. Well, thanks for backing me up, babe.
Appreciate your eggs are wonderful.
Okay, yeah. All right, but I mean, love sour cream and some eggs. You know, I usually use some milk when I make up an omelet or scrambled eggs or something like that. But boy, you put a little sour cream in there, that just makes it pop. So, that's my tip for the day. So, all right, Mark. Look, I'm glad you're self-isolating over there like you've done for the last 40 years. You know, just stay healthy, wash your hands, and listen to the federal government, because they're here to help you, Mark.
Oh, brother. Now we're really in trouble.
Thanks, Mark. Let's talk to
Stan. See you, Mark.
Week.
Yeah, you
too,
buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay, be safe.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Stan.
Well, thank you all. I'm hungry as heck, and you're talking about scrambled eggs and sour cream.
Stan, the truck-driving man. Yeah. Well, we put them on Mexican food, put sour cream on Mexican food. Why not mix a little in with your eggs, man? I mean, that's good if you like that.
Yeah, because I need something to absorb the hot sauce I'm about ready to dump on there.
There you go.
Sour cream will go right along with it.
That'll go right along with it. You'll just neutralize the whole deal. So
I'm just sitting here looking at two sweet rolls Mama had put in my lunch. That's all I got left for the rest of the day. Mr. Allen, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I happen to go to the grocery store every day for Mama. she always finds something that somebody else has
done. Sounds familiar around here, Stan.
Yeah, but it's, you've read the story of the Princess and the Pea. It's got to be a special brand, and it's got to be, you know, okay, it can't be any other. But anyway, so they don't.
You're living my life, Stan.
Stan, when can I meet her?
You're living my life.
God bless her. She's home sleeping now. God bless me.
Yeah.
So I went in. Well, yeah, everybody knows what's going on. Weren't we the generation that when the siren sounded, we got under our desk and covered our head?
You yep. and I, yeah, that's right.
Okay, yep. So we lived through that. We lived through Korea. We lived through Vietnam. We lived through 9/11, this, that, and the other. These people, it's like there's a snowstorm coming that's going to last 2 months. They're grabbing, I love this. I had to tell the eldest, my stepchild from back in the day, you walk right past the jumbo pack of napkins.
I made that same comment yesterday to Robin.
Uh-huh.
I said, the toilet paper and paper towels are gone, but the shelves are full of napkins.
Napkins.
What is the dang difference?
I understand this. I understand this. I did make a stop yesterday and brought home a bunch of Chef Boyard. I don't know if I can Chef Boyard 10 for 10.
Oh, yeah, 10 for 10. Absolutely. I love the ravioli. And
I wish you'd told me I wanted some SpaghettiOs after Kara brought them this week.
Yeah, oh, my God. All right.
That's like tomato soup.
SpaghettiOs doesn't do it for me.
I can't help it.
We live through all this. I'm watching these people, and then one guy in line surrounded. I mean, the cars are circling the parking lot for a place to park and this, that, and the other thing. I walk in there, this guy is coughing all over everybody in line.
Oh, you gotta love it.
I didn't notice it at first. I'm walking straight toward him, and all of a sudden he let loose. I mean, it just, the brakes came on and turned in a heartbeat. I told my wife, I said, I'm playing Russian roulette here.
Oh yeah, we all are. We all are.
I deliver all night long. I go in, I get what I gotta get out, dump my stuff, and go. It's not good. It's not good. But traffic is fantastic.
Yeah, you gotta love traffic. It's a little better than it used to be.
You know, there's a thing called karma.
There's plenty of karma.
And what's gonna happen is they've got all this stuff in their refrigerators, in their freezers, and then there's gonna be a power outage.
No. Shh, quiet.
That's when your couple of shelves full of ammo comes in handy.
My son just called me from Carroll County way. He said, Dad, is it time yet? What do you mean? Well, I heard these rumors on the internet. They're bringing out the National Guard and we're surrounded. I said, they're not here to do it. They're here to help.
That's right.
I mean, I remember Kent State too, but this time they're here to help. They'll be the ones bringing in the water, the toilet paper, you know.
Yeah, no question.
Everything we're going to need in bulk. You got to make up your mind, people. I mean, there's plenty to eat at the house. A loaf of bread, okay? It's not filet mignon, but a little bit of butter, you'll get through the day. And a vitamin.
Absolutely.
So woke up, nose running, I'm coughing, and I'm going, oh, my goodness gracious, here we go. It's Respirator City and the air tent and all this other stuff. Because of the news, I got an allergy. Because of the news, I'm waiting for the aches and pains to come on and the rough breathing and this, that, and the other thing.
Yep.
A 1,000 milligram vitamin C. I'm good to go trucking.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm chewing a couple Airborne every day. So.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Exactly. Keep your fingers crossed and look skyward and say a little prayer and we'll make it.
Yep. We will, buddy. No question. No question.
Something's gonna happen. And I was listening the past 2 weeks. I just couldn't, you know, when nobody else was calling, but I was on the road and I couldn't call. But,
yeah,
we're always listening, Mr. Allen. Miss Robin, keep on him. Don't cut him any slack.
Oh, man. I was at the dentist the other day. Hey, thanks, Stan. We're going to let you go. Appreciate it.
All right, man. I got to talk.
Hey, keep the shiny side up, man.
Take it easy.
Be careful. Stay well, everybody.
Thank
you, Stan. That's right. Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. So I was at
what happened to Dennis?
I was at the dentist the other day, and he's your dentist, too.
Yeah, I know.
And he goes, man, I've been listening to your show. You two sound good together. I'm like, oh, come on. Don't tell her that.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. He said, you guys really, you know, bounce off of each other well.
It depends.
It all depends. Let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn.
How are you, Robin? How are you doing?
Hey,
good morning,
buddy.
Glenn.
How are you?
Okay, I guess. I'm here.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's what matters.
Yep.
Are you sheltering in place there, Glenn, self-isolating?
Sort of.
Okay, I got it.
I didn't get any crows last week. So.
Oh, you didn't get any crows?
Yeah, I saw a few. I went to my friend's place and got one place where I was at, and then crow flew about 100 yards or so down.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, I got there, about there.
Right.
Oh, well, it does, and then one flies by where I was at in the morning. So.
That's the way it always goes. That's the way it always goes. For entertainment, you could always take up predator hunting, you know? Get yourself a predator call, see how you do with them, you know? There's some coyotes up in your area, so they would be something for you to, you know, have some entertainment with.
Yeah. I haven't really noticed that anymore. I guess they're probably like the deer that run around at night.
Oh yeah, you won't see them in the daytime usually, but I mean you can entice them with a predator call sometimes. You know, and you don't need to buy an expensive electronic call that has 43 different animals in distress on it. You can do that with a little wounded rabbit call for the most part,
mm-hmm.
and a squeaker to get them in close. So,
a wounded rabbit call?
That's what you use for predator calling. Yes, it sounds like. Did you ever hear a rabbit that something grabs? You've heard them out here, right?
Uh huh.
When something grabs one.
Uh huh.
No.
No, I did at Mom's house.
Yeah. Well, we used to have a pair of foxes back at Baltimore County. And every now and then they catch a rabbit and wake you right up out of a dead sleep. And I'm hard to wake up. But a wounded rabbit,
you're not kidding.
Wounded rabbit squeal when it's grabbed by a fox or something, it brings other predators. So you were watching Ralph and Vicky the other day when she was stalking that bear with the bow. And the guide blew a little predator call and the bear stood up.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was, a little predator call. So.
I'm not a big... I love seeing bear, and I love seeing when people get one and make them happy. I'm not big on watching bears get hunted.
That's you're not big on anything getting hunted, and I'm not asking you to watch it, you know? I don't like some of the footage that they put on these shows myself.
I just,
you know?
I don't have a problem with somebody hunting.
Right.
I mean, I never have since I was a kid.
Right.
I just don't want to watch it.
Right. I get it.
Personal preference.
Yeah. So Glenn.
Yeah.
We're just talking back and forth here, but a predator call could be a predator. You know, hunting could be a lot of fun. You know,
yeah, sure,
something different.
Yep. So we're going to try and get Chris on a coyote here one of these days.
No pun intended, but I am game.
Hey Chris, did you ever get, when you went squirrel hunting that day? Did you get any?
No, I did not. However. I saw something that I've never seen before in my entire life, which is a wild turkey. I was sitting in the blind waiting, and Chuck was in another part of the property, and he was sending me a text, and all of a sudden I look up, and I'm sitting in the blind, and there was a wild turkey. I grabbed a picture and sent it, and then I looked down to send another text, and I look up, and that guy was gone.
Oh, they don't mess around.
No. Mm-mm.
You don't realize how fast they are.
They're very fast. Yep. All right. Well, Glenn, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon, I guess.
You all take care and all. Stay
healthy.
You take care, Glenn.
Yeah. You know, all these crazies going around. Like I said, they are acting like there's a snowstorm coming that's going to last 2 months.
That's right. You're right. Well, there's some sensible people out there, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But at least, like, I'm not out of toilet paper or anything, but my supply that I did have from, over the time. I just didn't get any more for a while, and you know, I just wanted a couple of extras, and you know,
sure. That's all you need. That's all you need, buddy. You'll make it. We'll all make it.
No I can either crochet it, or like Chris said, we could get the old Sears and Roebuck. They still had the old Sears and Roebuck catalogs. We could have used them that way.
Yeah,
I remember my dad talking about that. You know, Sears and Roebuck or Montgomery Ward's or whatever. Catalog. They, of course, they were had the old outhouse then, so didn't have the inside door.
That's right. All right, Glenn.
You have a great day, Glenn.
We got to roll on, buddy. You have a good day, good week. Okay, we'll talk later.
Bye-bye.
So I went on the Bay Country Crabbing Supply website, and it says, due to COVID-19, we're offering a 15% off code for all online orders. Stay safe and take your kids out fishing. Feel free to call the store for more information. And the free 15% off code is 2319. How do you like that? So, Bay Country Crab and Supply. I mean, crab season is like less than 2 weeks away, a week away now. Bay Country Crab and Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing. Freshwater and tidal and bay fish and tackle too, and snakeheads. And now Bay Country Crab and Supply is a new hunting room complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. They're located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, but if you want to order something online, I think you should do that at baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Stackable traps, commercial pods, rigged trotline parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and all kinds of fishing gear. Their open house, as of right now, is April 18th, but we will wait and see on that. For more information, give them a call, 410-956-0300, 956-0300. That website I mentioned, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. We're going to find out what's going on here in a little while about that, and we'll bring you up to date. But right now, it's time to run some commercial messages.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Early clouds on this Saturday and maybe some leftover showers. Before it's said and done, though, with that high pressure building in, we'll see that sunshine. It stays a little cool, only going up to around 52. Also a little cool tonight, 32 for the overnight low, and mostly clear skies. Now for Sunday, mostly sunshine, headed up to around 50. The next disturbance rides in, and we are going to get the rain moving in late Sunday night, and then more rain ahead for Monday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse. near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Good pick there, Chris.
That was perfect. I was going to say the same thing.
Yep, good
Thank
pick.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What the heck?
We found Elvis.
We found him, yeah. So, okay, so, Miss Robin, give our listeners a couple of things they can watch or do while they're self-isolating.
Okay, we'll do some this hour and some next hour.
Social distancing or whatever new term they're going to come up with.
Okay, there's virtual farm tours. Okay?
Yeah.
Dutch Hollow Farm for ages 4 to 9. Willowcrest Farm from ages 10 to 13. And high school kids, Jobo Holstein Farms. I know it sounds a little weird, but I thought it was pretty cool.
You know what? Virtual farm tour.
I think it's great.
I guess you could Google virtual farm tour and find all that.
It's all under Dairy Diary.
Dairy Diary.
Dairy Diary. Boy. Dyslexic, sorry. Dairy Diary.
You're dyslexic?
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about the dyslexic atheist?
Oh, God, yes. He believed in dogs. Didn't believe in
he
dogs.
He didn't believe in dog. Not dogs. Dog.
Okay, sorry.
Boy, you know how to blow a joke, I'll tell you.
I blow it right out of the water. Okay, we also have mystery science, which are science lessons for kids.
Okay.
Hippocampus.org has 7,000 free videos.
Okay.
Mindful resources for teens. I'm giving you the kind of boring ones. Second hour. Okay, second hour I'll give you more, and there's more about outside.
That's a good idea. Let's talk to Fran.
Okay, sorry. There you go.
Hi, Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Oh, good morning. Alan, good morning, Robin. I'm going to be real brief. But, you know, this time that we all have under quarantine in the house gives you time for deep thought, you know. And I find it fascinating, the way people used to make fun of hunters,
yep,
and country folks and their lifestyle,
yep,
and the way I see it, they're doing better than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
For example, remember how they would make fun of homeschooling?
Yep.
It's not so funny now, is it?
Nope.
Uh-huh. Other people may think, boy, look, those kids are still continuing their education. Life has not changed for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the 6 feet apart, well, there's no problem with that. Okay? You're automatically quite a few feet apart from each other. And I thought to myself, and just this, like when hunters go hunting and they come home, they take those clothes and boots off and keep them in a separate area.
Right.
They don't come in and throw the jackets on the sofa and kick the shoes off in the living room. You keep that stuff that you've tracked in a separate area.
Mm-hmm.
And they should start practicing a lot of things that the country people and hunters have done for many years just for granted in their normal way of life. You know,
that's
so
true.
They should have took the hunting safety course.
That's
they
right.
They should have paid more attention, but I'll tell you what, I think they're going to pay attention before this is over. And my mother told me when I started school, if any grown-up ever tells you something that doesn't make sense to you, don't buy it. Now, I'll tell you what I find fascinating. You know how they said they're sanitizing the schools?
Yeah.
The kids will go back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Explain something to me. You're going to sanitize the school and let thousands of children back in that haven't been tested? Does that make sense to anybody?
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Why, when you go to the grocery store, why, when you go to the grocery store and you see the produce shelves empty and you see everything else empty and they're wiping it down and sanitizing it, and you look at the shelves that they haven't gotten to yet, why are they so cruddy that, you know, with stuff that we've been buying our produce off of all these years? Why haven't they been doing that?
Common sense.
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing. Anybody who has to do homeschooling that's from my generation,
yep.
If it was a common thing for them to do it, Common Core math would have never lived.
Oh, Common Core math would have never made it. You're right.
Because you're right. I look at those kids. I've been trying to help them with their homework. And if they ask me addition and subtraction, a few algebra questions or whatever, I'm good.
Yeah.
But you ask me anything about that Common Core, the way they do add things up and do this, I said, I can't tell you how to get there that way.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's incorrect to memorize the multiplication tables.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, is that why she was having such a hard time when I was trying to explain that?
Yeah. I mean, 9 times 9 is 81. 9 times anything adds up to 9. I mean, did you know that? 9 times 7 is 63. 6
yeah,
plus 3
I know
is
all that, huh?
You know all that, right?
Okay.
I don't think the kids are going back to school in 2 weeks.
No, I don't think so either.
No,
but
it doesn't even make sense. Like
no.
I said, nobody's been tested.
Right.
Are you going to throw them all back in there? And it certainly can't stay 6 feet apart. So the things they tell you on television they don't even make sense, some of them. And one thing that did disturb me, and then I'm going to get off, one thing was when they said, you're going to stay in the house with your family for, 7 days, don't go out. Now, I know you love your family, but, there are some members that 7 days in there. And then they tell you, now you can have your alcohol delivered to the house. Get ready for the domestic violence goals.
Uh-huh. There you go. You're right. What did you put on? There's going to be a baby boom here in 9 months?
Yeah.
In 13 years?
In 2033,
yeah.
We're going to have a whole load of quarantines.
Right.
T-E-N-S.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good one.
You too.
See you, Fran. Bye-bye. And I hear the music. And, Robin, it's time for you to say something.
Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Wash your hands. And stay healthy.
Man, you just keep adding to it.
Bye. Keep it coming.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stay connected with stimulating talk and breaking news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore, and WCBM.com.